Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
George, I must confess, I'm really impressed. You're being a wonderful husband.
Just because I'm giving Wheezy a surprise birthday party?
What's wonderful is you remember the date. Half the time, I forget. And Helen has to remind me it's her birthday. Isn't that right, dear?
You're exaggerating, Tom. I have to remind you all the time. That's not Louise, is it?
No, she's still at the doctor's getting a yearly checkup. Now look, the main thing is keeping tonight's surprise party a secret for Wheezy's sake. Because being surprised is all of the fun. What's wrong with you?
Surprise! Hello, everyone. Hi. Where do you see what I have for the party, Mr. J?
I know, it's a bag full of them things.
Yes, and some of these, too.
We'll talk about the toys later. Right now, I'm trying to figure out a way to keep this whole thing a secret.
Do you think it's smart meeting here like this? If Louise came in and saw all of us here on her birthday, she'll know that...
That's where the old Jefferson brain takes over. See, ain't no way in the world we's gonna find out that we're having a surprise party for her tonight.
Why not?
Because our birthday ain't till next Tuesday.
Ah, isn't this jolly fun?
Hey, Benny, please, look. I'm having enough trouble thinking about all the things I gotta do today. And you ain't making it no easier. I still gotta get over to the jeweler's and pick up Wheezy's present. Then I gotta get all that stuff from the market. Then I gotta find an excuse to get Wheezy to go up to your apartment without her getting suspicious.
Well, why don't you just say you're lonely, you miss your dear friends, the Willises, and you'd like to drop up for a drink?
You weren't listening, Mr. Bentley. It's got to be something that won't make her suspicious.
You ever seen anything so goofy in all your life?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Bentley, now where were we?
Oh, we were talking about a pretense to get Louise up to our apartment for the party.
Aha! I have it. Mrs. Willis. You could phone Mrs. Jefferson and tell her that your husband dropped his pen behind his desk and while stooping to retrieve it, gave his noggin such a nasty knock he was rendered unconscious and that you require assistance in moving him to the bedroom. An emergency situation like that precludes any hesitation on the part of Mrs. Jefferson. Isn't that a splendid notion?
It stinks.
You're right, it would never work.
I've got a better idea.
Good.
We'll just give you the key to our apartment and let you think of something.
Oh. You can always come up with some kind of fish story.
He's been telling them for years. Well, how's the party planning coming?
It was going good up until now.
I just want to know one thing. Am I invited to this party?
Of course you are.
I didn't hear Mr. Jefferson say I was.
Florence, look, when I first got the idea for the party, he was the first one I thought of. I mean, just like a friend, Louise, you deserve to be there.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
And besides, you got to serve the cake and the punch and clean up the mess afterwards.
Forgive him, Lord. Remember, he's your fault.
That reminds me. Helen, did you order the cake?
Uh-huh, from that wonderful German bakery on 86th Street. We can pick it up this afternoon.
Oh, and I've got some very important things to pick up, too.
Like what?
Oh, some confetti, some serpentines, and 6 more of these little fellas.
Well, since everybody else is contributing something, I'm going to do my part.
Your part is to run over to the gourmet shop and pick up the champagne and hors d'oeuvres.
I mean at the party. I'm going to sing Oh, Promise Me.
But isn't that sung at weddings?
Yeah, but I only know 2 songs by heart. The other one is What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Sing Oh, Promise Me.
Oh, Promise Me you won't sing at all.
Wheezy!
so soon?
The doctor had a cancellation, and he took me earlier. What's going on here?
Going on? Why, we were just, tell her, Helen.
We were having a tenants' committee meeting.
Yes.
About what?
About what? Tell her, Tom.
Louise, how was your checkup at the doctor's?
Oh, all right, I guess.
Is everything okay?
Fine, George, fine. What's this?
Oh, that's my kazoo. I brought it with me to the tenants' meeting.
Why?
Why? Why? Because from time immemorial, the kazoo has been the instrument of protest. I mean, listen. Now, hearing that, wouldn't you protest? Music has the power to stir men's souls, and this kazoo shall lead the tenants to victory.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Quit while you're ahead.
Where you going, Weezy?
To get an aspirin.
See that Bentley your kazooing gave Weezy a headache.
You go ahead with your meeting. Don't worry about me.
You heard, Weezy? Keep the meeting going.
Well, I've always taken the position that the management of this building has been extremely lax in many areas.
They're in the kitchen now.
Right. Let's get out of here.
No, if we leave now, Louise might get suspicious.
Right, let's stay. So I feel the only way to handle these problems,
Tom,
is...
Yes?
Shut up.
Yeah, these will make you feel better.
No, it won't.
There's something you ain't telling me, ain't there, Weezy? You worried about what that doctor said, ain't you?
He scared me to death.
Is he real bad?
Awful.
Then you gotta tell me, Weezy. No matter how bad it is, I can take it. What did the doctor say?
He said, I'll probably live to be 100.
Oh, my God! Wait a minute. What'd you say again?
He said, I'm in perfect health. Did you ever hear of anything so terrible?
Look, the terrible thing is him telling you you're gonna live 100 years, then you coming home and making me scare myself to death.
George, you don't understand. I'm facing a long, empty life.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Now I know what's worrying you. You scared you're gonna live longer than me, right?
Why should I be afraid of that?
Because I'm fun to live with. I mean, let's face it, I'm the bright spot in your life, right? When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you see is me. What more could a woman ask for?
That isn't it at all.
It ain't?
No.
Then what is it?
I'm doing absolutely nothing with my life. I don't seem to be going anywhere.
What are you talking about, Weezy? I told you I'm gonna take you to Atlantic City this year.
George, what I mean is, I would like to be doing something worthwhile.
Being my wife ain't worthwhile.
Look, you don't need me anymore. My son is all grown up and married. I don't even clean my own house. I don't do anything.
Weezy, look, you worked hard all your life. This is your reward. It's like being put out to pasture.
I'm not a horse, George. I'm so tired of being a nothing.
Hey, how can you say that, Weezy? You're something, all right? I mean, who is it that got me out of all that mess when old Ben was about to retire? You. And who was it that talked Florence out of committing suicide when she was feeling low and down?
You.
And I work my tail off all day and come home uptight, not fit to deal with. Who puts up with me? You. And just the other day...
Oh, George...
Don't be kissing me while I'm talking. Look, there are a lot of people in this world that ain't nothing. But you ain't one of them, Weezy. Because you are something.
You're through talking now?
Yeah.
Thanks for cheering me up.
Good. Now you stand here and dry your eyes, and I'm going to go out here and wrap up this tenant meeting.
I want to go with you.
No. Ain't no need for you to get involved.
I want to get involved.
Feeling all right, Louise?
Much better.
Oh, splendid. In that case, Madam Chairman, I move we adjourn this meeting.
Oh, wait a second.
I have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Mr. Bentley, I...
Ah, the ayes have it.
Wait, what's this meeting about?
Don't trouble yourself, Louise.
Oh, but I'd like to help.
We've got it all worked out.
You heard, Louise. Look, you don't need to get involved.
Oh, yes, we'll take care of everything.
Oh.
Mr. Bentley, aren't you needed at the UN?
Oh, I like to think so, but sometimes...
Like now?
quite right. Toodle-pip.
Oh, Tom, Helen, you don't have to go, do you?
Oh, yes, 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 we do. You see, we have another committee meeting to go to. The Citizens for Police Brutality.
He means Citizens Against Police Brutality.
I'm against that, too. Can I come with you?
Oh, no. That won't be possible.
Why not?
It's a closed meeting to work out the campaign.
Well, if they need any volunteers, I'm willing to do anything to help.
No. We have all the volunteers we need. In fact, we're up to our...
Tom.
What? Oh, yes. Goodbye, Louise. Bye.
Well, I'm on my way.
Where are you going?
To the gourmet shop.
Oh, good. I'll come with you.
That ain't necessary.
I know, but I enjoy browsing up and down those aisles. And besides, it'll go much faster with two doing the shopping.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Of course, but I was just thinking
well,
that...
Well, then, will you let me do my job? Your job is telling me what to do. And my job is doing it. And I don't need nobody looking over my shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay. But you ought to know by now how sensitive I am.
Well, bye, Weez.
George, where are you going?
To work. It's Saturday, ain't it?
But I was hoping we could do something together. Why don't you stay home today?
I can't. I got a big problem at work.
What kind of problem?
Rose Johnson. She's got husband trouble again.
You mean he left home?
No, he came back. She don't know what to do, so I'm gonna go up and give her some advice.
I've known Rose for years. Let me help.
No. I want to handle this Rose business myself. I don't want you to get involved. Look, you just stay here and rest up for me, okay? And your little bright spot will be back about 6 o'clock. Wow, that dinner was terrific, Weezy. You know you're a great cook. Mwah.
George, I know the reason you gave Florence the night off.
What? Oh, who gave it away? Was it the Willises?
Why would the Willises know anything about it?
Because they... What are you talking about?
You gave Florence the night off because you wanted me to cook dinner for you and feel useful again.
What? Oh, that's right. That's what I did, all right. Man, it ain't easy fooling you, Weezy.
Well, it was nice of you to try, George. But I want to do more than just be a good cook.
Okay. You want to do something different right now?
Now?
Come on, go up to the Willises' apartment with me.
Oh, the Willises don't want me. They didn't even want me to go out with them today.
Well, that's good, because they ain't home.
Then why are we going up there?
Well, Tom asked me to feed his fish. Oh.
Hold it!
What is it now?
The Willises don't have any fish.
They just bought them today.
But why do you have to feed them?
Because they have to be fed every 3 hours.
Every 3 hours? What kind of fish are they?
Hungry fish.
It still seems strange that Tom should ask you to feed his fish.
Why is it so strange? I used to work on a fish market.
Yeah, but those were dead fish.
Which is what the Willises' fish are going to be if you don't hurry up and get up there.
Come on. Well, you'd better get going.
Weezy!
Because I'm not going.
Hello, Willis. Look, I can't get Weezy to come up there with me. What? I gave her the fish story. She won't bite.
Bye.
Who was that?
Wrong number.
Wrong number? I didn't hear the phone ring.
It didn't.
Then how could you...
I dialed the wrong number.
Oh. Who were you calling?
I can't remember.
You can't remember?
I guess that's why I got the wrong number.
How could you...
Come on, you go up to the Willis's with me.
I said I don't want to go.
Sure you do. And if you're good, I'll let you feed the fish all by yourself.
Well, I don't feel like feeding fish.
Okay. I got something else that might give you a lift.
What's that?
A ride up on the elevator.
The elevator's going down.
Okay, then we'll take the stairs up. You need the exercise anyway. Look, Weezy, if those fish die, it's going to be your fault.
I've heard of a floating crap game before, but I ain't never heard of a floating surprise party.
Well, if Pop can't bring Mom to the party, we'll just have to bring the party to Mom.
Okay. Okay. Oh,
when I say three, everybody yells surprise.
All right. Okay.
One. Two. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Perhaps I should get up in front so I can get a really close shot of Mrs. Jefferson's surprised face. Good idea.
All right. All right now. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ready. One, two, three.
Surprise!
Surprise? Surprise.
Well, here we are, Weezy. The Willis's apartment.
I can see that, George.
Right. Louise and George are here. Next, I'm going to open the door, and then we're going to go in. Okay?
Okay, George.
Right.
George!
Okay. Here we go. One, two, three.
We need some light.
No!
Why not?
Oh, well, the fish will think it's daytime, and they want breakfast. And they ain't had their dinner yet. Well, here we are.
What are they, talking fish? Well, aren't you going to feed them?
In a minute, will
you? Oh, George, you're being ridiculous. What are you looking for?
The fish.
Behind the sofa?
Well, Willis said they were kind of shy.
I don't see any aquarium.
Good. I guess I don't have to feed no fish then.
But you said they'd die.
It don't bother me none. I hate fish anyway. Come on.
Where are they? I know where they ain't.
Maybe George finally got Louise to go upstairs.
But we came down in the elevator. We would have seen them.
Not if they took the stairs.
That means they're probably up there looking for us.
She's right. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Florence, you take the cake.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
Look, the elevator's coming down.
It must be them.
Oh, let's surprise them right here when they get off. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody get ready.
All right.
Think you're doing?
Terribly sorry. I thought I was taking Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson's picture.
Leia? Well, you can't fool me, Buster. You tell my wife, better luck next time.
Say. I'd have given him a print if he'd asked for it.
Wasn't that Congressman?
Yes, and I'll never vote for him again.
Poor camera, Mr. Bentley. Is it going to work?
Oh, it's all right. Too bad. Florence, what's going on?
Oh, we're just waiting for you and Mr. Jefferson. Miss Jefferson! Hey, y'all! Miss Jefferson!
Oh, hey. Louise, where did you come from?
We just came down the steps. Where y'all been?
We thought you were down here.
George, what is this?
It's supposed to be a surprise birthday party for you.
1, 2, 3. Surprise!
Oh, but my birthday isn't until Tuesday.
That's part of the surprise.
Oh, this is fantastic. I had no idea.
You almost spoiled the whole thing when you came home early from the doctor this morning.
You mean you weren't holding a tenants meeting?
No, we were just getting ready for tonight. And now it's presents time.
Happy birthday next Tuesday, Louise.
Oh, thank you, all of you. This is wonderful.
Oh, what's the matter, girl?
Everybody is giving me things.
On my birthday, I only complain when they don't.
I'm always taking, taking, never giving.
Well, you can give me some help in the kitchen. With the cleaning and the cooking.
Your cooking needs some help.
I don't see you getting no skinnier.
You don't see me getting no fatter neither, do you?
Only around the mouth.
I'm not talking about doing cleaning and cooking. I'm talking about doing something with my life.
Damn it, Weezy. Look, I've had it with you moping around here feeling sorry for yourself just because you ain't got nothing to do. Now, look, you got all the time and the money that you need. Now, if you can't find something to do with it, you are in big trouble. Now, look, we ain't gonna let you spoil this party that we worked hard to plan. Now, I'm going to the kitchen, I'm gonna get some ice, and I'm gonna come out here, we're gonna have a birthday party for you, whether you like it or not.
Boy, is he short-tempered.
And bullheaded.
And right.
Huh? Uh-huh.
There's nothing stopping me but myself. I can do anything I want to do.
Right.
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know what I want to do.
Hey, Mom. Remember when I was little? You used to ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Yeah, you wanted to be a pirate.
A pirate?
And remember, I used to always ask you what you wanted to be.
Yeah.
And you said that you always wanted to
be a nurse.
Oh, do you still want to be one?
Sure, but I couldn't.
Well, then be one.
Oh, no. Be serious. What am I going to do? Walk into a hospital and say, hi, I've come to be a nurse?
Well, sure. They've got a nursing program at school. It only takes 2 years to become a registered nurse.
2 years? Do you think I could do it?
You just said it yourself. You can do anything you want to.
You're right.
Okay, everybody. How about a toast for the birthday girl?
Yeah. You mean to Nurse Jefferson.
I'll say what?
Oh, George. I'm going to study to become a nurse. Isn't that great?
Well, I ain't sick.
I think it is a sensational idea.
No, it ain't.
But, George.
Hey, wait a minute. She's right. It is a sensational idea.
You mean you don't object? I'll be spending a lot of time studying.
Of course I don't object, Weeze.
Oh, George, you're so unselfish.
I know. Look, Weeze, when you start working at that hospital, you can get me all the contracts to clean the nurse's uniform.
Oh, George.
She aprons, doctor's uniform.
Oh, George! Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.